Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally, and we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation, and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us, and we'll walk it out together.
Hello, welcome. This is our pilot episode. So funny story, we actually started randomly recording when we had our first official meeting about the podcast, and that was a couple weeks ago, and we decided to just start recording whatever we were talking about.
Yeah. It felt like there was a lot there, and definitely things that we were like, that's true, we want that shared. So we're gonna chop it up a little bit, and you're gonna get to hear that.
Yeah, so it's definitely not gonna be like most of our podcasts episodes will be. In general, you won't just hear us randomly rambling about talking to each other. And at first we're like, nobody's going to want to listen to that. But again, like what Sally said, there's a lot of nuggets in there that we really want you guys to hear. So this first episode is just a bunch of random nonsense about us talking about why we wanted to start a podcast. You might hear some of our title ideas for our podcast. You'll hear just kind of both of our hearts behind why we wanted to start doing it, the target that we want to reach, being like mostly our generation, really desiring just for authentic relationship with the Lord and for people to choose the Lord even when things are hard. And yeah, obviously you'll hear that not just in our, you know, intro, not just in the pilot, but hopefully throughout our entire podcast.
Yes.
But that's really our heart. But we just wanted to jump on and explain what exactly the chaos that you will be stepping into in the next however many minutes is the pilot. But a more structured first episode will be coming after where we'll be sharing our testimonies. So
yes,
enjoy this chaos.
Yes, and thank you for clicking on this episode. We're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, enjoy.
It's over.
Right now we're both recording with one ear in each of these. Okay, start over with what you were saying with the name. Not the names.
These are not the names.
Sounded like name ideas to me.
So, this is our audience.
Okay, exactly. Go slow.
Okay.
It literally sounded like
People in the hard stuff.
People in the hard stuff. That's a great podcast.
Okay, women working through real stuff.
Working through real stuff is legit podcast.
Is it? Okay.
Don't you think?
Maybe.
Women working through real stuff. With Sally.
That's true. Wanting to actually follow after the Lord, like, in that stuff. Who can you walk through life with? Well, now, well, it's
Who's
hard.
Who's your daddy? Oh my gosh. Who's your sister?
And what you can do with that, like, how you can work through it.
Yeah.
Those are our audience ideas. I don't know why, but it seems like, people who are on the fence of, like, actually following the Lord, like, for real, and people who are just, what is it called? Nominal Christians.
Reform?
Yeah. Who just don't really, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't really care, or they don't actually want to, like, pursue the Lord in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
Slash, they're like, I know he's good. I know he's God. I know he's sovereign. I don't know what that word is. But normal, biblical, Christian things that you know are true.
Yeah.
But you don't actually live it out.
Yeah.
And I think that I think of Instagram. When I think of the
age
group of people that I would want to reach, it's like the people who want something meaningful, so they wear things like this. Like, they wear, like, their apparel, and they have their, like, verse in their bio and random things, but it's like, are you actually, like,
going deeper?
Yeah, are you living like that? Or is it just a thought?
Okay, I feel like that's really interesting, because I've also recently been feeling just like, there's so many people who either I grew up with, or, like, went, I don't know, just did childhood things with in the Christian community, whatever, who are just, like, leaving either the church or just turning away from the Lord. And recently I've just felt like a lot of that is, okay, did you ever, not in like a, man, did you ever way, but like a just genuinely concerned, like, okay, then did you ever have a genuine relationship with the Lord? Like an actual connection that was beyond just your parents, that was like you actually having a relationship with the Lord. And just like praying just for revival for this generation specifically, because I just see that so much. there's not genuine relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine personal relationship with the Lord. And so, yeah, like, just praying. Like, we need revival, Lord. And what we need is authentic relationship with you.
Yes.
And for people to actually see the value. For young people to see the value in an authentic relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it is with, like, of mine, who I, like, same thing. And I'm like, did you, like, what is it then that, like, we're missing or what did we not, because I was raised the same way.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how are you not following the Lord?
Right.
And then also, like, do you not believe in the kingdom and, like, do you not believe in heaven and hell, basically, eternity? Right. Because, like, this is, at least to me recently, I've been like, this is actually really short. It's really not that long. Like, it feels long to be on earth, but it's not. And if we allow it to just be, like, a YOLO party our whole life, then we will find that eternity, which is our actual life, is not.
Yeah.
Not.
And I feel like I've definitely heard some people are like, okay, I don't believe at all, like, that there even is a God anymore. But I feel like a lot of people, it's like, I don't believe in God anymore.
Like, just faith.
Like, if you ask them, I bet they'd still say, yeah, I believe there's a God.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's as loving as he claims to be. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel, which I haven't necessarily had these conversations, so maybe I should have more of them with people.
Yeah.
But I, that's what I'm perceiving, is it's more of that. It's more, not necessarily, like, I don't think you should believe in God. I think it's, like, you can believe in God if you want to, but, like, how I've experienced him, it hasn't been great, and so I don't want that. So I bet, I don't know, that's just what I perceive, is that it's more of a misinterpretation, just poor recognition, I guess, of the true character of God, more than just, like, I don't believe that any God exists. I think people, I think young people still believe that there is a God. I think they don't like how they think he is, because of how he's presented, either what they learned in church, or, again, just, like, they don't have an authentic personal relationship with him. To work, like we're talking about, work through the hard things. And it's like, no, I agree with you. Like, crap happens. Like, can we swear?
I'm not going to, I'll just say hell. That's going to be mine. But you can, like, say your little
stuff
words.
Stuff happens.
Yes.
Your little,
your little things.
You can do your little thing. Stuff happens. And, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people perceive, can perceive it, like, you must not think anything happens bad, like, you think everything's fine, whatever, and it's like, no, like, actually, I know crap happens, and, like, I've walked through a lot of that stuff, or I walk very closely with friends who are walking through that kind of stuff, but it's not about the stuff, it's about who he is. I believe that his character remains unchanged throughout it all, and I'm willing to walk with him through this because he's willing to walk with me through it. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's not, it's not that I don't believe that, like, this world is hurting, or that there are a lot of questions that need to be asked. I believe that we can ask those questions and we can work through them.
Yeah.
But we can still, in the end, even with the wrestling of who he is, come back to the same conclusions of who he is, because it's truth and he doesn't change.
Yeah.
That's my personal feeling.
No, yes. And then going back to revival, like, I think you just said that earlier. That's what you're, like, praying for. I feel like that's really big with, for me at least recently, like, head versus heart knowledge, and being like, okay, maybe in my teen years and even in my, like, later teen years, I don't know, when I moved out at first, that was, like, head knowledge, because I was thinking about my YouTube videos, my old ones, and all the stuff I'm saying, I'm like,
Your origin.
Yes, it's true. Like, the things I'm saying are truth, but I don't think that my heart believed them when I said it, because it was, like, all the stuff, like, about anxiety and stuff. I was like, oh, I need to believe that God is this and God is that. But I don't think I actually did, because I hadn't worked through it with him to the point of, like, facing it and being like, I'm mad at you. Why the heck is this happening?
Right.
And I think that's what people reach that point where it has to go to their heart. And they're like, actually, I'd just rather not go that journey. I don't want to do that route. So I'm just going to stop now.
Really, that's a really good perspective. Okay, so it's not that you weren't speaking truth. You were speaking truth, but you hadn't experienced it for yourself yet.
Yeah.
And that's where the disconnect is. It's either you know the truth and then you either split. You actually walk the truth out through the hard stuff.
Yes.
Or you're just like, oh, this must actually not be true at all.
Yeah.
That's a really good way of, that's a really good perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel like I've been told, like, you're naive or whatever. Yes. And it's like, yeah, maybe I was. But mm-hmm. now I'm walking through it.
Right.
And actually, like you're saying, like,
yeah,
living it out, taking it from your head to your heart. That's a right. Really good way of putting it. We could call it head to heart, from head to heart or something.
Yeah. It's like the head to heart journey.
Head to the heart, take me on a journey.
You like know that the Hellsers.
Do you know that song?
Maybe.
By United Pursuit. From the head to the heart, take me on a journey.
I've heard it.
Letting go and getting lost in you.
Yeah. We could call it that.
Head to the heart.
It's like the, you know, like the Hellsers, the 18-inch journey. That's the head to the heart. That's like how long.
Yeah. We're basically the Hellsers.
We need to like throw out multiples and then we can like think about it. But I definitely was hoping you'd have ideas because I woke up this morning. I was like, no, I hate words and choosing.
For names, no, it takes me forever to come up with like titles. Like, because I feel like you have to love it.
Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like it's some version of hope, but there's so many podcasts that are called things with the word hope. But I feel like that's what I'm getting at, is that the our culture, like, we've lost hope in, like, the deep hope in actual, like, it's an anchor for your soul when it's in the Lord. And that is a heart posture and a heart, that faith and belief.
Hope meets hard.
That could work. Would it be when hope meets hard or just hope meets hard?
When hope meets hard, maybe. When?
I want to see what it looks like.
When hope hits the ground running.
I know, I feel like there's something there, like...
Ground?
Like, what is it called when it's like the something, when the rubber meets the road? Like, it's that, it's giving you that.
When the hope meets the
When
road.
Hope meets the heart.
When hope meets the swift kick in the veins.
What?
Ugh. Scooter to the ankle. Where's your helmet?
Knife to heart.
Wear a helmet, right? Life gets rough.
All right, so that was our little pilot episode, Random Rants with Sally and Megan. And we are going to have our testimonies coming next. So stay tuned for that. Hope you enjoyed this silly little episode, and we will see you very soon. Thank you for joining us. That's all for today.